So how old was Grandma when she went to work for the sheriff?
Well, I understand at 13 or 14, she quit school. It was a sophomore, high school. I'd make her about 13 or 14.
Okay.
And then as far as I know, she worked there until she got married.
Okay. So, and she was...
She also cooked for the prisoners. I mean, she cooked. Yeah, but the sheriff had that kind of a concession. That, you know, you go to jail here, you furnish your meals, and I provide her.
So you say your mom moved in with the Jensens then?
Yeah.
So she quit school, moved in with them, and took care of Aunt Em.
I remember saying that Old was her oldest son, and he went to college in Moscow, and he'd send these shirts and these pants and stuff home for her to laundry and starch and iron and fold up and mail back to him. He said he had about between 7 and 14 shirts a week.
He'd send them down and she'd take care of them, and then...
Laundry, she mailed down, and someone, he took care of them, mailed them back.
So Grandma would do the laundry for...
Yeah, she said there was a lot of work there for Aunt Em, that she had to care of them. They had kids, there was Lowell and Stone...
Dee Stone's wife, what was her name?
Laverne Stone. Laverne Jensen, and then there was another couple of other kids. It was a whole family there that she kind of...
So she was a nanny, or...
She cooked. She did the cooking and the cleaning and the everything washing. The mother couldn't do.
Washing.
And Em was invalid, you said.
Well, I understand she was completely bedridden to the sense that she didn't do things. She didn't cook, she didn't clean the house. I would just supervise, do this, do that.